It's 12:10, summer in the area. Smells a lot like crabs and watermelon and corn on the cob.
Ooh. Yes.
But this weekend is officially the start of fall. And with the changing of the seasons brings a whole new world of food options. So joining us live, food expert Mary Beth Albright. We love the fall, especially at the farmers markets.
Oh, this is my favorite time of year. Right now, the first days of fall, because you have all of the bounty from the summer. The tomatoes are still there. Mm-hmm. The corn is still there. The melons are still there. The raspberries are still there. All the things you love about summer. And then you got all the great fall stuff coming in. So it's the apples and the pears. Beets, I saw the other day, potatoes. So really, if you're not cooking right now, I don't know what to tell you. You need to cook right now. There's still peaches at the market too.
Really?
Yes, it's amazing what there is out there. And so this is the sweet spot time of year to go to the farmer's market, buy local seasonal produce, and start cooking. And you can start practicing for Thanksgiving, which is only 2 months away.
Oh,
8 weeks, my friends. Put everything in a panic. But
now when you're in this kind of this convergence season, where you're getting the beginning of fall and you still got some of the lingering of summer, are you getting the best of the produce at this time? I mean, has the summer stuff, is it kind of waning? Is the fall stuff too soon?
No, it's the best. Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, those apples, when they come fresh off the tree, we were talking about apples a couple of weeks ago, that usually when you get an apple, it's a storage apple and it's been around for a few months and it's perfectly fine. But the apples that you get right now are picked right off the tree and they are so good. The tomatoes that you get right now have been hanging on that vine and they've been soaking up the sun
and
for the past couple of weeks.
Big right now.
They're big and they're juicy and it's like all of the greatness of August and September has been compacted into this one piece of fruit or vegetable. And it's just, it's time, my friends.
If you want to make an apple pie right now, what are the best apple pie apples?
Oh gosh, what a great question, but it's so personal. Really depends on taste. Like a Granny Smith apple really is terrific. I do love Honeycrisp. I mean, a lot of people feel like they get too mushy in an apple pie, but they have such great flavor. Do a few different kinds of apples. Pink Lady apples are really terrific also in an apple pie. Yeah, if you do a few different apples and then you can call it like mini apple pie or something like that and, get people all excited about it. Fresh ginger is always so important in apple pie too. Just grate some fresh ginger over it. And fresh ginger also in season now. So people, how can you not go out and make an apple pie? You got to do it. And the other great thing about things like this is fall. We're going into renewal. We're going into back to school season. And the people who don't get to go back to school usually feel like a little bit of a tug. You know what I mean? Like that September tug. It's almost like a New Year's resolution time. It's like, okay, I should be doing more with my life. And so what the recipe that we have on the website this week is for back to school bars. And the great
In case you've already run out of ideas a few weeks into the new school year.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Here's something fresh.
Well, not just run out of ideas, but it's so much better than throwing a granola bar into a lunchbox or something. You can bake them into little mini muffin tins individually. It's all whole grain, oatmeal, whole wheat flour sweetened with honey. And the great thing about it, there are fresh apples and grated zucchini in it. So there's a fruit and a vegetable, a fall fruit and a summer vegetable in there. You can have them for breakfast. You could throw them in a lunchbox, you know.
How could you not get excited about food when talking to food expert Mary Beth Albright?
Thank you.
You have the recipe is posted at WTOP.com.
Posted, my friend.
All right. We'll have to try it this weekend. Mary Beth, thank you very much.
Thank you. Go cook.
It's 12:14.